iHealth for All is a pilot project launched by Glaucoma UK to raise awareness of glaucoma in African Caribbean communities and also to encourage regular eye testing. Here to tell us more is Robin Asprey, who's the Development Manager and Outreach Services from the Support Services team at Glaucoma UK.
I'm also joined by Chuck Wadike, whose own family's lives were affected when his father was diagnosed with glaucoma.
So, thanks both of you for joining me. If I could start with yourself, Robin, please tell me a little bit about glaucoma itself.
Hiya, thanks ever so much for having us. So, yeah, glaucoma is a group of eye diseases. It's actually the number one cause of preventable sight loss worldwide. So, it's one that we want to be taking seriously. In glaucoma, there is the thing that all of the different types of glaucoma have in common is that there is damage to the optic nerve. And the optic nerve is the part of the eye, it's at the back of the eye, and it carries the information that we see to our brain. And that damage is usually caused by high pressure inside the eye. So inside our eye, we've got a fluid that's being made all the time, and we want it to be made and drained out of the eye at the same time. And if that isn't quite working properly, then we tend to get a high pressure inside the eye. That high pressure damages the optic nerve and usually starts to affect the peripheral vision first. So that's the vision around the edges of everything that we see, which means that often people can read their books, can use their phone, can have a conversation with somebody without it really making any difference, which can make it quite hard to notice in its earlier stages. The really tricky thing with glaucoma, though, is that any sight loss that people have developed because of the disease is irreversible. We can't get it back. So it's really, really important that we're picking glaucoma up as early as we can so that we can start trying to halt or slow down that damage.
And why are we focusing on African and Caribbean communities specifically, Robin?
Yeah, so the Eye Health for All project is specifically looking at African Caribbean communities because they're at much higher risk of developing glaucoma than white European people. It's thought that the risk is about up to four times more likely to develop glaucoma than those white European people living within the UK. And not only are they higher risk of developing the disease, but they're also more likely to develop glaucoma at a younger age, and it's more likely to develop more quickly. But it's really important through this project that we are making people aware that it is something we need to be taking seriously at a younger age as well, and kind of getting into those routines of going and having our eyes checked regularly from a younger age.
And in terms of prevention, can we stop ourselves from getting this?
The short answer is that you can't, but I guess the slightly longer answer to that is having a diagnosis of glaucoma doesn't have to mean inevitable sight loss. So, although we can't stop ourselves getting glaucoma, there are lots of things that we can do to help us preserve our sight and keep our sight. We're really, really fortunate in the UK. We've got lots of different treatments available to us that can stop or significantly slow down any sight loss from glaucoma. And the earlier glaucoma is diagnosed, the more effective those treatments are, the better those treatments are at slowing down any sight loss from glaucoma. So, although we're not able to stop ourselves from getting it, we can treat it and we can keep useful sight for life, even if we do have a diagnosis of glaucoma.
And Chuck Wadike, if I could bring yourself in, please, could you talk a little bit about how this condition has affected your father's and also your family's lives?
Hi, Barry. Thanks for having me. In terms of how it has impacted me and my family, first and foremost, when this happened, my father eventually lost his sight and he began staying indoors the more. So a lot of things he was able to do on his own before that time, he wasn't able to do them anymore. For instance, he was always going to places riding his bike, but when he eventually lost his sight, he wasn't able to do any of that. And it impacted me hugely because I had to do a kind of readjustment in how I go about my daily life, knowing that he was home and that there are certain things he couldn't do on his own. Always want to input him in my daily plans, and as some of my siblings as well, who were home at that time, was also impacted because they know that they also need to include him because there are certain things he wasn't able to do on his own anymore.
And is there anything that could have helped your father's vision?
Yeah, like Robin mentioned earlier, I felt like if we had early information about glaucoma, like I said, It was when we went for an eye check that I first heard about it. And knowing that African Caribbean communities are like very prone to having this illness, if we had had this earlier information, maybe it would have probably helped my father to know that he has to go for regular eye check, maybe from his earlier years. So I felt like the lack of information and lack of communities and organizations working around this area in my home country in Nigeria was something that really hugely impacted my father's sight. I feel like this would have made a major difference if we had prior information or if we had like access to organizations like Glaucoma UK who are working within this area back in my home country. But unfortunately, there was really like none at that time.
And Robin, is blindness inevitable if you are diagnosed with glaucoma?
No, it's not, is the honest answer. So, left untreated, some people will lose significant vision from glaucoma to what we would recognise as going blind, but not everybody will. I think that's really important to say. And also, we have got lots of different treatments in the UK. So, we've got eye drops, we've got laser procedures, we've got different surgeries that can lower the eye pressure, which will either slow down or even halt any progression of glaucoma. Treatment for glaucoma is for life. We can't cure glaucoma, we can't get rid of it. What we can do is we can slow down the rate of sight loss that people experience when they have glaucoma.
And final question to yourself, Chuck Wadike. What would be your message for people who might be at higher risk of getting glaucoma?
My message for them would be to be vibrant in going for regular eye check, and also joining communities as well is something that I would also advise, because joining communities will actually help you realize that you're not the only one facing this issue, and you also have a kind of support system. These are like the two things I'll recommend: regular eye check and then joining communities.
And if anyone has any concerns or queries about glaucoma, you can get in touch with Glaucoma UK by visiting glaucoma.uk.
Well, listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for sharing the story about your father's vision. Chuck Wadike and Robin Asprey, Development Manager from the Sports Services team at Glaucoma UK. Thanks very much for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks ever so much.
Thanks, Barry.